Some Wisconsin school districts have or are considering consolidation as a way to combat declining enrollment and a sizable drop in state funding. But the issue is a complicated one. The savings with consolidation aren't always that substantial, and emotions can run high in small communities where school pride runs deep. In an effort to stave off bankruptcy in both districts, Westfield and Montello in central Wisconsin are taking the issue to voters tomorrow. Westfield Superintendent Roger Schmidt says the situation is dire.
Every year we cut about $250,000, and that's a significant amount of money. And any time that you're dealing with the revenue where what you're taking in 2% in new aid, and you're paying out 4% as far as an increase in expenditure, nobody can survive that kind of loss of revenue.
Schmidt says that Westfield has already shut the elementary school in Neshkoro, and more schools may have to be closed. Under the consolidation plan, the high school would be in Westfield, while each district would keep its junior high and elementary schools. Schmidt says by merging, the new district would be able to eliminate some administrative costs. But the biggest incentive may be the approximately $21 million the new district would get from the state for consolidating. But Chris Cairns, who has three kids in the Montello district, says there are costs to consider that go beyond any financial savings.
For my children, the amount of time on the road would defeat the purpose entirely of having an education in a public school system, because they would be on the road for 3 hours a day. So I don't know many children that can learn well after spending 3 hours commuting.
Cairns says ultimately she thinks that consolidation would be a losing proposition because many parents would end up transferring their kids out of the district. In Montello, the potential merger could mean a slight property tax increase. In Westfield, taxes would stay virtually the same. And the Montello Hilltoppers and the Westfield Pioneers would likely have to come up with a new name. Westfield Schmidt says ultimately it's a pretty fair arrangement.
As far as anyone giving up more than the other, we're both going to be giving up our name. We're both going to be giving up some things in this whole thing, the color, the mascot, all those things that are common disputes between school districts.
But Montello School Board President Debbie Daniels and Superintendent Jeff Holmes say that Montello would be losing a big part of its identity with the loss of its high school. And they say the change doesn't come easy in this small town.
It's going to be a tough experience for Montello. Even though we're only 12 miles apart from each other, it's a long ways apart.
There are still a lot of families from this community that can trace back their history. The high school was established here in 1877. So, you know, there's been several generations of families here in Montello that have gone through these doors. It's a difficult thing for a community to give those things up.
And while the consolidation talks between the two districts haven't always gone smoothly, on this, the administrators agree that revenue caps and the decline in state support have put them and many Wisconsin schools in a tremendous bind. And while consolidation wouldn't be their first choice, in property-rich but income-poor Marquette County, they say taxpayers are simply tapped out. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.